Hey, good morning, Grace Community Church. It's so good to be hanging out with you guys on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers out there. You guys are so awesome. Whenever Mother's Day come about, it always make me think about this song when I was growing up.
It said, here we go.
Mama, mama, you know.
That's good. Okay, she said stop.
I'm gonna stop.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, everybody. We are so thankful to be here with you. We also want to recognize that this could be tough for some of you. Maybe you can't be with your mom today, just given the world's circumstances. Maybe you're hurting or you're alone. We just want you to know that we understand it may not be a joyous day for everybody. We are for you. We are with you. We're just praying that this message today would bring you a little bit of hope despite those feelings. So.
Yes, amen, amen. And happy Mother's Day to you too, babe.
Thank you.
Oh, my wonderful wife, I love her. So, hey, we got a few announcements real quick we would like to get off to you guys. First one is, hey, if you're new with us today, if this is your first time, you're a guest with us, we'd like to say, hey, first off, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And then we would like to get to connect with you. And so the first thing, way you can do that is if you're on Facebook, there's a purple question mark that you can click on. Or if you're watching us on gracewired.com, you can click on the I'm new button. And we would love to get you guys contact information and reach out to you. So, hey, once again, welcome and thank you for coming. The next thing, hey, we have a few initiatives that we would love for you guys to be a part of. And so I know some of you guys feel like because you're bound at home with this shelter in place and you're figuring out, hey, how can I be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ still in this season? And so we have a few things you can join in with us on during this season. And so those are called our Give Help initiatives. And you can find out more information and what those specific initiatives are by going to our Grace Wire page there. And so the last thing, this is near and dear to my heart. And so first off, before I even do this, I want to give a shout out to all of our youth out there. Pastor Kevin and Kayla want to, man, just say, hey, we love you guys. We miss you guys.
So excited.
Man, we're in your corner. And hey, on a serious note, your pastor, look at me. You look right now, right here. Your pastor telling you, hang in there. You guys got this. You guys are strong. Hey, I'm telling you right now, we are praying for you guys. Yeah. If you need us, hey, man, reach out to us. Call. This is not a season for you to quit and give up or give out. I'm telling you right now, be strong, youth. Let's make it through. Let's get out of this together and come back to Grace Youth. And so, hey, that's your pastor's message for you guys. But for our seniors, though, if you have a senior, high school senior that'll be graduating with the graduating class of 2020, hey, we want to know that information. And so if you could, in the comment section, could you type the word senior there? Or if you don't have a place to comment there, hey, if you can send me an email directly at kdupree@gracewire.com. Hey, we want to get that information for your senior. We'll be honoring them next month. And so that's for any high school graduating senior of class of 2020, and you consider Grace Community Church your home church. And so those are the announcements we have. And so as we wrap those up, we want to honor our leadership, man. We have such great leaders in Meg and Doug, and so many of you guys showed up and showed out for our pastors last week on that at that parade. And so Doug and Meg, you are so deserving.
Yeah.
And we just want to just thank you guys for all that you've been doing in this season. And so
We are just so thankful to be here with you guys. You're just incredible leaders and have taught us so much in the little time that we've been here. We just thank and love you guys so much.
Yes. So you got it, babe. You got it, babe.
I knew he was gonna throw that in there.
It's gotta come. And so Grace Community Church, hey, not only do we give y'all announcements, y'all get to hang out with the Duprees today. We're
going to
be delivering the message today, which is such an honor. We're going to be continuing on in this series called Pick It Up that we started a couple weeks ago. And so we're so honored that we get the privilege to do this. And so, hey, my wife is going to read a couple passages of scripture and pray for us. And then, hey, we gonna chill today, Grace.
Yeah, so the first scripture is from Romans. It's chapter 15, verse 13. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The second verse I'm going to share with you is from Proverbs. It's chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. I'm going to pray for us real quick and then we'll get started. God, thank you so much for this opportunity to just share your word today, Lord. I just pray that you would be present with us, Father, that you would touch hearts, penetrate minds, Lord, that you would just bring joy and peace throughout this message, God. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Look, I'm going to find about four or five more scriptures for her to read. She reads so well. Like that third grade teacher that reads and just calms you on that little mat. I don't know if everybody was on mats or is it everybody? I don't know. But hey, we're going to be teaching today on picking up a confident hope. How do you pick up a confident hope? So that's what we're going to be teaching on today. And so as my wife read there, she really emphasized like that confident hope. And so before we even get into what that is, we have to understand, hey man, what is hope in general? So we pulled up the definition for what hope was, and it said, hey, it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. It's you have this feeling of trust. And so from that, you know, looking at, hey, these expectations and desires, really keying on those two areas. Babe, when we were even looking at that scripture together, it was a few words that kind of jumped out to you that you were like, hey, I think God is really speaking to me through these words, or kind of crafting our message around those words.
Yeah, yeah. So in preparing for this and reading specifically that verse in Romans chapter 15, 13, the two words that mostly jumped out for me were power and source. Mm. And so as I was talking to Kevin about this, he asked, you know, what words jump out at you? Those just jumped off the page for me. It led us to a kind of a funny discussion about where power outlets, specifically like an outlet like you plug into, draws its power from. So we used an example. Do you want to share that example?
Yeah, just like that we kind of talked about. Yeah,
when
we moved in here, when we moved to Detroit and moved into our house, man, it was TVs in our house. We had like four TVs that were in here. We just had to know it was from God. When you have some smart TVs
mounted.
Already. They mounted already, y'all. Look, God knew I struggled with that little stud finder. So we already had four TVs mounted around the house. And so, man, particularly in our daughter's room, which really spurred the conversation, it was a TV in our daughter's room that was hanging up, and right underneath the TV was an outlet that was right there. And I mean, we just thought, hey, that the TV's source of power would come from that outlet that was right underneath that was right underneath it. And so we figure, hey, let's just plug it up, and you know what I mean, see if it works or whatnot. And so upon plugging it up, I mean, the TV didn't work. So we thought, okay, now we got played. They sucking us. They had these TVs in here and they don't even work. You know, that's why they left them. And so we trying to figure it out. We plug in the TV
Flipping it upside down. You know how you do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be Mr. Electrician, and a good thing I didn't get shocked
or whatnot.
But yeah, I'm trying to figure out, hey, did the things get mixed up or whatnot? But this TV just wasn't working. Whatever was going on with this outlet, I mean, it just wasn't working. Yep. And so we had a good electrician friend of ours come over, and he got up in the attic and got insulation, come out. He had all his insulation and stuff on him. Funny moment. Sorry, brother. But man, he come and he took a picture of what was going on, and he showed us when he got down. He said, hey, man, there's no power going to that outlet. There was no source of power for that outlet. And it kind of really led us to even thinking about our walks as Christians. Yeah. You know, we can kind of be around the church. We can kind of be around people. We can kind of look like we're connected to a source of power. But really, hey, man, we're not connected to any source of power. We don't have any, we're not drawing from a source that's adequate enough to equip us with the power to give us those hopes and desires. And so we're hoping in these false sources of hope. And, you know, as we look at our walk as Christians, it can become almost like we're gambling sometimes and we just taking it. Hey, it's just like, hey,
throwing
I'm just,
the dice,
man, I'm wishful thinking.
I'm hoping for the best.
Oh man, keeping our fingers crossed. I just hope this happens. And so, you know, even in a season like this, we could be drawing hope from the government. You know, we could be drawing hope from Germex.
Yeah.
You know, we could be
masks,
drawing hope from masks
gloves,
and gloves. Yeah. And so, I mean, we're trying to find our hope in so many things. And then even in our day-to-day life, we may try to draw hope from money or relationships or friendships. If I'm a student, I may be trying to draw hope from, hey, am I getting the right college or my athletic abilities or some of my talents? I'm drawing hope from these things, but really they're a powerless source.
Yeah.
I'm not drawing from the correct source, which is God. And so when we look at this and this source and the power and what's the right one, this scripture says, I pray that God, the source of hope, this is telling us right here, our source for our hope has to be God.
Yeah.
He has to be the one providing us. We have to be drawing our hope from this powerful source and stop drawing from a powerless source. And so when we even talked about that, babe, I think some examples in our walk, you know, I mean, just us together, you know, we've experienced some things where we were drawing from some false hopes. And so I wanted to have you share that as well, or start us out with that.
Yeah. So first off, I'm so excited to get to share with you guys today. I think you've seen a lot of Kevin and not a lot of me. So I'm so excited to be here. And you may not know this, but there was a time early on in our relationship where Kevin and I, we were expecting our first baby. So I was about 6 months pregnant and Kevin was struggling with addiction. So he was addicted to alcohol, pills, other things. And I was pregnant with our first baby. I had hoped so much that Kevin would be freed from that addiction. So much that at 6 months pregnant with my first baby, I moved out of Nebraska, the only place I had ever lived with my entire family, with Kevin to Oklahoma, because I was so hopeful that he would be freed from this addiction. The problem was that I was not plugged into the only power source that could free him from that, right? So I was hoping with all of my willpower, with all of my mind, all of my earthly desire that Kevin would think that, you know, the alcohol wasn't worth it anymore or that our growing family was, but I was not plugged in to the only source of power that could fix that. I thought I was. So I was attending church regularly. I was serving in a ministry. I was leading a ministry at the time. That doesn't mean I was plugged into the source, right? Sometimes you're near it, just like our outlet.
Yeah,
it makes
right
sense.
There,
you're right
thing,
there. You would think it would work. But until you're fully reliant and putting all of your hope, that confident hope in God to really change whatever that circumstance is, it doesn't matter. There's
that's
no power.
Good. That's good.
Work.
You better preach, girl. Yeah. Look at that. She's preaching that word. All right now. Look, she was drawing from a powerless source. At that moment, at that time, I wasn't, you know what I mean, connected to a source, and you were putting your hope, trying to draw hope from me. And, you know, even to even extend on what you were kind of saying in that season of our life, like I was actually myself drawing from a powerless source and using, trying to draw power from alcohol and all of those other things to kind of just bring that I wanted this numbing feeling, or I just wanted to not think about the fact that, hey, my granny had just died and I just graduated college and, you know, we were having our first kid and I was a young father.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, the alcohol would give me power to kind of get over the situation. If I didn't think about it for a long period of time, like, hey, by the time I did, you know what I mean, get off of it, then I wouldn't have to deal with it because it was already gone. But that was a false hope. That was a false source of hope. And, you know, that other passage of scripture that we looked at, Proverbs 13:12, where it talks about, hey, man, when hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so when you look at when we draw from these powerless sources, you guys, we have to understand, like, our hope is being deferred. And so what that means is, hey, as long as it gets dragged out, you know, like our hearts are growing sick. We're becoming frustrated. We're coming disappointed. We're feeling moments of disappointment. And then this is what causes us to just kind of lack trust in God. Like, hey, where are you at, God? Like, I've been hoping for these things. And, you know, God taught me something in that season that was very important that I use now to this day. Like, sometimes when we're hoping for things and when they don't come, one, we have to understand, like, is our hearts aligned with God's will, with what He wants? And then two, we have to understand sometimes God is trying to prioritize our desires. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. I don't know what that was. He's trying to prioritize our desires and expectations. Yeah. So in that season, like he was saying, hey, I wanted to be that person for you guys. I wanted to, once I started coming to my senses in 2013 and gave my life to Christ, started following him, like I wanted to be that great husband to you and a great father to our daughters, and, you know, put our hope in, hey, having a house and just feeling like that would bring us peace and joy. But even in the midst of that, I was drawing from a powerless source, because God was saying, that's all good, but I need you to prioritize some things. And so I need you to expect not the house and the family. I need you to expect a relationship with my son, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I need you expecting. So he was just prioritizing my desires and expectations. And and sometimes that's what happens. And so I thank God now that he didn't give me some of the things I was hoping for at that point in time, because I wouldn't have been able to sustain them.
Yeah.
My character wouldn't have been able to sustain the things I was hoping that he would bring. And so that's my question for you guys this morning. Can your character sustain the things that you're hoping for? Or are the things that you're hoping for, if God gives them to you, just say he gives them to you, will you end up losing him because you didn't have the character to sustain them anyways? Because sometimes that's what happens. We get certain things, or hey, just say someone, they hope for the lottery and you won the lottery or whatnot. And they have this rate of, like, people go broke within, like, statistics say, like, hey, the first 3 years or whatnot, because their character probably wasn't at a place that they could sustain these things. And God really taught me about that in the passage of scripture that even he kind of brought to light as well, too. The youth noticed Pastor Kevin's favorite scripture, Matthew 6:33, says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and live righteously, and everything you need will be given unto you. But it's that everything you need, only comes when we seek God first, when we seek his desire, when we seek his heart and become in alignment with that, then he'll start giving us the desires of his heart. And then we know when we hope, what we hope for, what we expect for, it's in his will.
Yeah.
And like I said, those things will come to pass. And so I don't want to make this thing seem like I got it all together, like I'm tracking or whatnot, because there were times where, you know, I didn't walk with a joy and a peace when I had to wait. And that's the key thing this verse is telling us, like, you know, you have to have this joy and peace while you wait. And some of us, we just don't have that joy and that peace while we wait. We ask God for things, or we pray, and man, we wait with anxiety. We wait with worry. We wait with doubt. And this passage of scripture tells us that, hey, through the Holy Spirit, which is that supernatural power that we're pulling from now. Hey, man, that's the power that gives us this ability to have joy and to have peace. And I know, I mean, we walked through a season with my health where, you know, I was continuing to go to work and still just do life, but it was just like, how was I able to do that?
Yeah. So all of our friends, Kevin was, most of you know, I believe that he battles Crohn's disease. And there was a very long period of time that we would sit in doctor's office after doctor's office, and they would tell us, like, do you need papers for disability? Yeah. Like, how are you going to work? Yeah. What are you? But Kevin had this insane peace in the pause, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he just, this supernatural peace and joy to him during this time. And that's because you were plugged into the source
that
with the power to do that.
I mean, I was connected.
Oftentimes it doesn't make sense to anybody else.
Yeah.
But that you definitely possessed that during that time. So that's a great example.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to work still, teaching.
Playing in a basketball league, I think.
I mean, I was getting it in, y'all. Oh, watch out. Look, when I get healthy,
We didn't talk about ability. We just said you were playing in a basketball
league. Yeah, I'll tell
you that. I'm just kidding.
My wife know how to be real. So
I'm kidding.
Hey, but so I mean, just during that time, and I mean, not saying that that every day was perfect. I had this joy and peace every day, but it was times where I had to excuse myself when I was teaching or whatnot to step outside, you know what I mean, to kind of deal with that. Like, pain was coming up, and I didn't want to show this in front of the students. But even when I would go out there in those hallways, like, those students, like God, from those students, God would speak to me when I go. He said, I got you, son.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because again, you were plugging back in.
Yeah,
right
I was
then, right?
I was plugging back in.
It's
so
all
yeah.
about where you, what source you're drawing from.
Right. The pain yeah. and stuff may have gotten me to a point where I was wanting to just like give up and give in. But once I took that break and said, no, I know what source I'm drawing from, where my hope is for. I know I'm hoping in this healing and I'm expecting this thing. And hey, man, I know it's coming. And so he will remind me of that. And I'd be filled up with joy and peace. I go back in that classroom and give them that work. Them kids got that work. Them one, yeah. two-step equation, they was going to get it. And so, you know, and so what I don't want you to take away is from this is thinking that, hey, what I'm hoping for is not good or it's not necessary. God is not saying that some of the things that you're hoping for isn't valid or they are right. But what he is saying is, hey, man, right now, they're probably not the necessity. They're probably not necessary.
Yeah.
He's wanting you to hope for some different things to get your character right so that the things that is aligned with what he wants. When you start hoping for those, you have a character to sustain those things. And so
yeah,
excuse me for
thing.
All of that sustain and stuff. But yeah, hopefully you guys are tracking with me. Like he's trying to work on your character so that you can sustain those things. And so I just want to, as we wrap this thing up or start coming to the end, I want to give you guys just four ways of how you can draw from this confident hope, how you can draw confident hope from the source. And
yeah.
so the first thing I want to do is give you a passage of scripture that really kind of, I want to break it down, but I got to give it to you full first, and then I'll break each one down of how do we gain this confident hope. And that'll come from 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. And it says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have. We know that we have what we asked of him. And so looking at the first thing, what do we have to do? The first thing to draw for start drawing this confident hope from the source. Hey, we have to understand that we have to understand our eternal hope. That verse 13 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. And so that passage of scripture right there is telling us, hey, we have to understand first that we have eternal life waiting for us. And so what does that mean? What is eternal life? What is our eternal hope? That means that, hey, we'll live in a perfect paradise. That means the things that we're hoping for, expecting for right now, the healing that you're expecting, the reconciliation that you're expecting, the forgiveness, the depression, anxiety to go away, all of those things in a perfect paradise. Hey, those don't exist. And so he's trying to get us right here. John is trying to tell us, hey, I need you to realize your eternal hope. And that's where our first thing, we need to start drawing from that, understanding that the things of this world are temporal. They won't last. We have an eternal hope because of Jesus Christ, which leads me to my second thing is, hey, we have to identify Jesus as our source, as our connection to the source. Also in verse 13, it says, I write these things to you whom believe in the name of the Son of God. So are you believing that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? Do you believe that he's the only connection to the source? Because if that's what you're doing, hey, you're on your way to being able to draw that confident hope. But you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, the only life that we can have. And so the third thing, babe, I'm on fire now.
Yeah,
hey, I'm
keep
sorry,
it going.
I'm
you're
rolling
doing great.
Back. I'm look here, I'm going, y'all. Look.
You're doing good.
But hey, the third thing is, hey, we have to trust the source. So now Jesus has given us the connection to the source, but now we gotta trust that the source that we're connected to, that he's a good source. And so verse 14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so are you confident that he heard you?
Yeah, that's good.
Do you trust that the source heard what you asked for and that he's willing to provide for you? You got to trust that you have a good source. And then the last thing, the fourth thing you have to do is you have to expect new from the source. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked for. And that correlates with Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, where it said, where it starts off with saying, behold, I am doing a new thing, which, oh, church, that is so good. I am doing a new thing. And so that's where that joy and that peace starts coming in. When you realize that I can expect some new things from God because he's doing a new thing, and I already know that he, what I asked for, he bring it to. It may not be right now. It may not come this week, next week, a month from now, but I better be expecting it. So now I can walk in this joy and this peace. My healing didn't come that moment when I prayed for it. I waited 10 years, but I knew in the midst of it all, as I kept walking, hold, come on that preacher, I'm trying to teach you something. Hey, I kept walking, and at the right time, he knew I can give him this healing now. His character's right. Hey, he's been expecting it, so I can walk through those seasons with a joy and a peace that's unspeakable that the Holy Spirit gives me. And so as we wrap this thing up, we just got a few questions. Yeah. We want you guys to kind of talk and discuss here for a while. Babe, take it over.
Yeah, so just kind of discuss this amongst yourselves. We give you guys a minute to do that. The first one is, what source are you drawing from for your hope? What source are you drawing from for your hope? Try to be honest with one another about this. We'll give you guys a second to discuss that. And then the second question we have for you is, because God is doing a new thing, what new thing are you confidently hoping that he will do in your life? We'll let y'all discuss that for a second.
Well, hey guys, thank you guys so much for discussing those questions and truthfully and honestly. And so as we wrap up today, I just want to encourage you guys that in a season like this, in a hopeless season or hopeless situation, we can draw from a source. Yeah. We can have a confident hope in all seasons. And so what does that look like? That looks like a joy unspeakable, a peace unexplainable. And so that only comes when we're connected to the source. And so as children of God, He's looking to give us an abundant life. He's looking to provide good things for His children. But that's only when we're connected to Him as a source and get our expectation and desires aligned with His. Yeah, and so, okay. Church, we thank you guys for joining us today. And so, man, we're going to pray. And then we're going to, my wife got a couple of announcements after that. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the message today, God. We thank you that you are a source that we can draw from, God. We just thank you for giving us a confident hope through your Spirit, God, and giving us joy and peace that the world may not understand, but we just know that because we're drawing from you, God, we know that it's a good power source. And so I just pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters today, God, that in this season right now, this COVID season, that they're hanging on, God, that they're pressing into you and staying connected with you. And if they have got unconnected, that they plug back into you, God. You're a good source. And so I pray that you be with us throughout this time and throughout our day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, not you, babe. That's me. So as our team was praying for you guys, we just got a few things from God that we wanted to just share with our hearts, share our hearts from. And so in this season, there may be some of you that are fed up with this situation and may be feeling a sense of hopeless right now. And so some of you are being afflicted by a forbearing spirit that's exasperating the hopelessness. And so if any one of you are dealing with that specifically, we want you guys to dial into the prayer line and get prayer for that there. And just some solutions to kind of even be working in to include on those other four that I gave you already. The team felt like, hey, some of you guys just need to reconnect with God. Hey, just spend time with Him. Just like we said, hey, yeah. Get back connected to that source. The second thing is, hey, remember, get your mind set on things above. That's that eternal hope. Are you really resting in the fact that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ? And then the last thing is, hey, gaze on the face of God. Just sit in His goodness because He's a good Father. He wants good things for you as His son or daughter. And so rest in that. And babe, you want to continue?
Yeah, there should be a link at the bottom of your screen where you can join us for prayer via Zoom. There will be a number there. It'll give you all the information to get logged in. We would love to connect you with a prayer partner. We can get you in a Zoom room privately if you need prayer for that or anything else you might be struggling with. We would just really love and be honored to pray for you in that way. So please join us.
Yes. And then outside of that, hey, man, y'all get to hang out with us a little bit more because we're going over to the Facebook lobby.
Yay!
Hangout. Y'all get more to do priest. So, hey, head over there. We're going to hop in there. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us and letting us hang out with you today. And so we love you guys. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Happy Mother's
Bye.
Day.
Thank
Mamas,
you.
Mamas, you know we love you.
Bye.